Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 29th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechet Yomis, Perek Revi'i, Mishnah Aleph. Hamafrish Miktsas Truma Umaisras. A person who put aside only part of the Truma or Maisa that he's meant to give for a certain quantity of grain. Let's say he had 100 kilos of Tevel, untithed produce, and he separates from it 1 kilo for Truma Gedola. Now, we know the shear for Truma Gedola is 1/50th, which is 2 kilos out of 100. So he's got in, and he had in mind to put aside the rest in order to get to the full shear of Truma Gedola. He was going to separate another kilo. Says the Mishnah, Moitzi Mimenu Truma Olav. He's allowed to take from the balance of the pile of grain another kilo for that pile of grain, exactly as he intended. What's the chiddush here? Why would you think not? Well, you might have thought that since once he's already taken part of the truma, he's already taken 1 kilo out of the 100, then maybe the rest of the pile is considered half trumad, half tevel and half not tevel. And maybe now what he's taking for the balance of the truma, he may be taking from the half that's actually tithed, that's already not tevel anymore. We don't say that. Rather, we say that what he's taking now, he's taking from the tevel, from the untithed part. From the table. Why? Because sometimes a person can't take the whole truma in one go. He takes a bit of the truma and then takes the rest of the truma. So even if there's an interruption between the portions of truma that he took a day or so, there's no difference. What's the difference if it's a small break or a large break? And therefore we say that he can still take it from this pile of grain, the balance of the truma that he has to take, and not worry. Avol loy lemokamacher. But what he cannot do is take from this pile of grain that he's already taken part of the truma of. He can't use any of this grain for another pile of grain. That's completely tevel. As far as another pile of grain is concerned, we would regard this pile of grain that had part of the truma taken as partially musukin and partially tevel, partially tithed and partially not tithed. And then you have the problem of separating from the patur al achiyuv. He may be taking from the tithe part on the chayiv. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama, who holds, yes, you can take it for its own grain, you can take the rest of the truma, but you cannot take and use this grain for another pile of grain that hasn't had any truma taken from it. Rabbi Meir Omer, af moitzi hu l'mokam achar truma maisras. He says, no, he says, you can even take out from here, from this pile of grain, for another pile of grain that's completely untied, trumas maestras. He holds that just like we regard the truma that he's taking from this grain as from the tevel for its own grain, so too you can do it another grain as well. And we don't say that what he's taking is from the ptur. No, we don't say that. And the same thing applies to maestras as well. Mishnah Beis. Mishah hoyo peirosov bamgura. Person whose fruit has his fruits in a store. Venosan saw le ben Levi, and he gave one saw to the ben Levi, and let's say that was 1/50, 1/10. That might have been 1/10, 10%. So he had 10 kilos in the store. He gave 1 kilo to the Levi. Usolaon, he gave another kilo to the poor man. It was maaser on him. Maybe it was the third year of the Shemitah or the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. So you give maaser oni then in the third and sixth year. Mafrish oid shmoina se'in v'eichla. He can take another 8 kilos and eat them, relying on the fact that the 2 kilos that he gave, one as maaser rishon, one as maaser oni, are still existing, are still intact. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, he can assume that. You can rely on the fact that 2 kilos are still there. The one he gave to the Levi and the one he gave to the Oni. The Chachamim hold, you cannot assume that. You can only eat or separate another lot for eating based as a proportion of what you know is still existing of the 2 kilos that he gave. One is Maiserish and one is Maiser Oni. So, for example, if you did investigation, find out that the Levi and the Oni have eaten, let's say, half their kilo each. So now there's only half a kilo left in one of Maaser Rishon and half a kilo left of Maaser Oni. Now he can only eat another 4 kilos. Why? Because 4 kilos will be that'll be it. You will the half that's still left of Mas Rishon and the half a kilo that's left of Mas Ani will serve the 4 kilos only and not more than that. According to the Chachamim, basically you cannot rely on those two sizes, the two kilos that he's given, one as Mas Rishon, Mas Ani, that they're existing. You have to check out to see exactly what's existing, and according to that ratio, you can eat a lot. You can eat cholin. You can eat the rest of it. This is how the Rambam learns Pshat, and that's how the Bartanur learns in his second Pirush. There is, however, a very different Pirush that's brought in the Bartanura based on the Yerushalmi. And according to that explanation, our Mishnah is talking about a poyel chover, a worker who is trusted for Trumas HaMaestras, who comes to eat, he was invited by a balabais, who is not exactly trusted for Trumas HaMaestras. And the Mishnah wants to tell us that if this worker, who's a chover, who's very diligent with Trumas HaMaestras, if he sees that his host is giving from his store a kilo to the Levi and a kilo to the Oni, Rav Meir maintains that the worker can now eat, or can rely on that, and eat from the rest up to amount of 8 kilos. Why? Because we say that probably the Bala Bais has given the Levi the kilo, his kilo, he gave it as Mas Rishon, and he gave the Oni as Mas Oni. You can rely on that. And that allows him, the guest, to eat another 8 kilos, which are perfectly tithed, which are done correctly. The Chachamim, however, hold, no, that the worker, the chover, cannot assume that his host, who is a Maoretz, or who is not trusted for Trumas HaMaestras, he cannot assume that his host has given Maestras according to the amount that's left in his store. No. We say that maybe he gave according to the amount that he's going to eat by him, how much he's going to serve in this meal. And therefore, all this chover can eat is as much as the food that they're serving in this Sa'uda, and that's all. But the rest, we say the rest of that kilo that he gave to the Oni, the rest of the kilo that he gave to the Levi, we say that was as a present, not as Maaser Rishon and not as Maaser Oni. So he can only eat according to the small proportion that is Maaser Ani of that kilo, that is Maaser Rishon of that kilo. That's how much he can eat of that, basically the chashbin of the sword that the worker is eating by him.